passing and rolling. They got the game. Customer success says their claim to fame. On the podcast, they like the spark. Elevating your skills, creating a mark. Let's dive deeper into the playbook, the secrets they share. No need to look from onboarding to retention. They've found it all, success is the goal, gonna stand tall. With each episode, they share their views, strategies and tactics that you can use, from challenges to triumphs they got.
Welcome to the Customer Success Playbook Podcast, where we bring you the latest insights in the world of customer success.
Kevin, happy Friday.
What's going?
I'm doing well, Raymond. Fridays are always a good day to think about the week and recap.
I probably should have introduced myself, Roman Trevon and Kevin Messer, right, if you haven't heard the show before. But, Kev, we got a little, we're going to do a little weekly roundup here, see what's going on in the world of customer success. How's that sounding?
Sounds like flair.
All right. Let's start with some news and things we saw on the Google Wire this week. Oracle out in Zitango, record attendance at their summit in San Francisco this year, Kev. Over 1,000 executive professionals went out to attend that. I mean, surprise you that we're seeing record attendance in CS events?
Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, I think customer success, customer success has become a focus at a lot of businesses, even with the changes to what customer success is over the last couple of years. Actually, I think because of the changes to customer success and really trying to become more data-driven and really looking at what data is telling us and how I think it's these conferences are an opportunity for learning. And yeah. I think that, it makes sense, right, that you're seeing more people attending them. And we're past the COVID stuff, so.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. I know you couldn't make it this morning. I was at the Atlanta Customer Success Coffee up in Roswell, Georgia. We had I don't know how many people, 12, 14 people for like a coffee. And if you're not familiar with Atlanta, this is just like one little suburb of Atlanta. There's like Atlanta coffees all over town. It was great. One thing a guy said, Kev, at the coffee, though, is I thought this was interesting. He was hiring for a program manager job. Okay. They were hiring for program managers. And this is out like in Oklahoma. And he couldn't get like anyone, like no applicants, very limited people coming in. They took the job rec down. They reposted it as customer success. He said it's flooded. Like the talent that's the amount of resumes and then just the quality of candidate, he said, is insane just with that one shift. And that was just from a name change, right? And that's how many people. I think that shows you right there just how much interest and how many people are getting into customer success.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's interesting. It's interesting that you're not having the people who would be traditionally program managers applying, but as soon as you change it to a customer success, I guess you're getting the traditional program managers. They're going to the customer success as well.
And you're getting people that are in customer success, right? That are probably never would have applied the program manager, right? So you get those folks. So,
well, all right. It's interesting. One of the conversations I have often inside is customer success is program management, right? You're running a customer's program. And in a lot of cases, especially at the enterprise level, if you're doing enterprise type work with enterprise type customers, you're helping to run a customer program. So,
and I agree. All right, Kev, let's move down in the news world. What do we got? I saw on the Newswire, Sixth Sense came out with a new customer value framework. I don't know if you had a chance to look at that yet, but they have our friend Justin. They put it out. It's really nice. If you go to sixthsense.com, you can see the six-dimension success model, but breaks it into kind of how clients can best get value from their investment with Sixth Sense. Did you have a chance to check that out at all, Kev?
Yeah, I did. And, I think it's really, they're obviously making a huge investment in their community to try and drive understanding through their community and really drive community to help each other. Anybody who comes in, the six points, right, that they have, the customer community offering with self-service and resources and peer connections and expert support is one point. And then they have a certification program, and then they've got virtual gatherings. So they're really doing a lot to try and just drive the community, bringing apart, yeah, another one's a partner ecosystem and bringing that in. I think it's a good example of what a company can do that's trying to build a community around its offering, and really, really some interesting stuff there.
Yeah, I would love it. As a customer, I would love that, right? And if you, I mean, it's a great framework on how other clients are getting value out of it, how, you know, Justin and his team get value, you know, are helping clients get value out of it. So I think it's great, and the website looks great, so check it out. And let's tag Justin. We got to get him on the show here. He's doing a lot of great stuff over at Sixth Sense. So we got to get him on the show here soon. All right. Yep. You know, events, Kev, there's like, going back kind of this topic of events, there's a ton of events coming up. We have Success Coaching, our friend Andrew. They have tons of events. You got to check out their website. Check, you know, get on their newsletter. I know you're on it, Kev. But they have a leadership roundtable on May 15th at 2 Eastern. It's about developing lasting relationships with stakeholders. So I am signed up. I'm looking forward to that. If you've never been on a Success Coaching webinar, I know you have, Kev, but they get a pretty big audience. So it'll be, they already said, Andrew's great. He's awesome to host those things. And yeah, I every time I can try to carve out time for it, I always get a nugget or two out of those webinars.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was this week or last week. He was hosting one of the webinars that he does. And I think I got pinged on LinkedIn that it was going on, and I had a couple minutes, so I jumped in to listen. And there's just always something in his webinars that you can take away. Great resource for learning.
Yeah, no, it's all, again, if you're not on, if you don't get their weekly, I think it's weekly newsletter. I think it's weekly, bi-weekly. It's chock full of information. I love when he does like the roundup of everything that's coming for the month, so I can kind of plan ahead. And May 15th and 16th, St. Louis, Kev, Gainsight Pulse Conference, 2,500 attendees, 70-plus sessions. I know you are taking the old family truckster up there and heading up to the Gainsight Pulse. Am I right?
I am. I'm very excited. This will be my first Pulse. There's about six people going to Pulse from the Atlanta area that are part of the Customer Success Network. James is going. Justin's going. And some of the other folks that we know are going as well. So I'm excited about it. They've got a ton of, well, they've got like six different major tracks, including AI and innovation, CSM excellence, CS operations, product adoption, community management, and customer education. Yeah, I'm going to focus on their AI and innovation track. Imagine that. I'm interested.
Yeah, shocker, man. We wouldn't get it.
And then I'm going to try and grab some of the sessions for through, you know, the CS operations track and maybe the CSM excellence track. I think
it's like the Super Bowl of customer success, right? Like it's got to be the biggest one of, if not the biggest event, right? I mean, it's
definitely one of the biggest events. You know, it's obviously it's hosted by Gainsight,
yeah,
but they have tons. I think the competitors are all there as well, and definitely the, you know, various people sponsoring it. You pointed it out, and I think I somehow hadn't really seen it. Matic is going to be a sponsor there.
Yeah.
And, you know, Matic's a very, very interesting tool, very, very cool tool. It's basically an automation tool for building customer success decks, sales decks. Pretty much, if you have information that you have to gather and you're going to put it into a general standardized presentation type template, then Matic really has a lot of the tools and hooks to be able to grab that information from whatever your source of data is and process it and then put it into the deck. And it really helps save a lot of time. They've actually got some AI tools to help build talk tracks for the decks once the decks are developed.
That's neat. I like that. I need that like right now. I got a presentation coming up. I could use some talk tracks.
Yeah, it's a really interesting tool. I was thinking about it. One of the things that I've done with my CSM teams would be to, I ran a monthly a monthly session with my team for QBRs or mores to go over any of the decks and run through the talking tracks and make sure everything's been developed and give that kind of feedback. This would help basically, one, if somebody couldn't attend, I think it would help allow that person to really get in without having to go through that feedback session. But I think it could also take those sessions up another level by allowing all of the data. You know, a lot of times people would come in with questions about, the data looks like this and I don't know why it looks this way this month. Can we figure it out? As opposed to if you had the automation process and you're able to build the deck and even look at the talk track, then you could come in and say, hey, these are the key issues that I saw, you know, which is really what the intentions of those sessions were, was to say, let's get down to the key issues and make sure we're focusing on the right stuff. But it would take that session down, which was often could be several hours depending on the types of questions I was getting. Yeah. And it could take that down to really a minimal amount of time focusing on the key issues with the right things. I see Matic being a huge value add to companies if they're interested in it. I had the pleasure of being able to sit with Nick last week or 2 weeks ago at a dinner, their CEO, and just really great guy to talk with. And like I said, I think they're doing some really interesting stuff, and I really can see a lot of value in the tool.
We have two. Maybe we should explore that. I'd love to learn more about that. It's interesting. I literally, Kev, I'm right now, if I could plug it in and use it, I'd be all over it, right? Like, I am in the midst of this, like, as we speak. So anything you can save time like that, you know, I think that's, you know, huge, right? Especially if you own a bunch of these, right? All right. Well, you'll be out in St. Louis. If you listen to the show, if you see Kevin out there, he'll buy you a drink. So stop by, say hi to him. You may be wearing a customer success playbook shirt, Kevin. Is that news accurate?
I'm gonna try and make that accurate news by then.
Okay. All right. With the buying people a drink if you come up to Kevin about the show. That's true. That part I can guarantee. Kevin's all in on that. So stop and say hi. All right, we got customer success, the company, Kev.
Client
with client success. Yeah, client success. I screwed it up. With Christy Faltruso, they're doing a whole bunch of boot camp sessions. So if you have not checked those out, do so. I know there's one I'm interested in on May 7th at 1 p.m. Eastern. It's called Re-Onboarding Proactive Approach to Improve Adoption, Address Turnover, and Support Program Evolution. So, you know, I know we had Donna on earlier a couple episodes ago, onboarding. I'd love to kind of hear Christy in the re-onboarding and you know, that approach. And so check those out. I think there's a whole, like, Kevin, you said there's a whole calendar.
There's a whole calendar of them. They've got basically one every Tuesday in May. And honestly, I think they've been doing Tuesday sessions for a while. I actually attended one this week with Christy on basically data-driven insights, and the key being looking for the insights. And she really a great presenter, obviously. You know, she's the chief customer officer at Client Success, and she's got a couple podcasts in the industry as well, and just a really insightful person to listen to.
Yeah. Someone else I hope we can get on the show soon, right? So maybe that would be awesome. So someone we're trying to track down, that would be great. Yeah, so check out Client Success, all those boot camps. You said Tuesdays, I think, Kev, so that's awesome. The last event I have in the customer success world, right, Kev, you ready for this one? This is maybe the biggest one. This is huge. I mean, step aside, Pulse. We're forming the Atlanta, the first customer success Atlanta pickleball gathering, Kevin. We're getting some good feedback. I'm excited. I think in May, before Pulse, we'll have, I think, three courts of people playing at least. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, no, it'll be fun. You said you had posted a picture of us playing pickleball.
Yeah, I did.
From this weekend, you got a bunch of feedback. You're like, maybe we should do a tournament. I'm all in. Let's do it.
It's awesome. And it's different, right? It's different than, like, you go to, like, a happy hour. It's like when you start playing pickleball with people or any kind of, it's fun. You know, it's different. Yeah. It's a great way to get to know someone. And, you know, the Atlanta, seriously, I know we've said on the show, but the Atlanta customer success community is amazing. It's so big and vibrant. And, you know, I know we're lucky to be down here. It's great. Oh, last news, Kev. I didn't talk about this. New intro music. Yeah. New intro music. I actually got a text from someone. Swear said, hey, love the new intro music.
Did you really?
Where'd it come from, Kev? Where'd it come from?
Where'd it come from? Yeah, so I've been playing with a couple of different music AIs, and so we did both Studio and Suno are the two that I used, and I think the final version that we ended up using, I believe, was from, and yeah, it's a cool experience to actually build a song. I've built a couple of songs now, so much so that my son the other day, I was playing one for him, and he was on his way to school, and he told me he thought I needed screen time limitations.
That's great. No, I love the new intro song. It was a fun process. You had shared actually a couple different versions and samples and genres, and yeah, it's great. Next up, though, what next? You're not going to just stop at the intro music. I think we're working on some new cover art as well, right?
I am, and actually, I saw last night, I think yesterday, there was a release of L Lambda 3, which is Meta's new large language model.
Mm.
And actually, I've got, after we get off the show, I got to show you another. I built an image in there, which I think is kind of cool. I don't know whether it's the image we may have two. We may have to have one for embroidering on shirts, but I think this one I did with Meta yesterday is really, really cool.
And it's awesome. Yeah, we'll take a look. If it has a picture of me, just make sure you AI me up to look like I'm, 25% better looking and bigger than I am. So that's...
I don't think it's possible to make you any better looking, man.
That's a great point. You raise a great point, Kev. What else? Anything else we gotta, as we wrap up this week here, both figuratively and literally? Are we anything else here we want to discuss?
You know, I think it's been a great week. Lots of information coming around, lots of seminars, lots of stuff coming up. I think we want to, keep you focused on it, because it's a lot of opportunities to learn and participate and grow your career. And, want to encourage folks to spend the time doing that.
Yeah, no, you hit the nail on the head. You and I talked about it. There's a lot of stuff going on. Hopefully, as Kevin and I do these roundup shows, it's like a one-stop shop where you can kind of hear what's going on. So you don't have to search Google News and search all the websites. And hopefully we can kind of bring you the highlights and let you know what we're attending and our thoughts on it. So, all right, Kev, have a great weekend. Thanks for listening, everyone. Check us out at Roman Trebon on LinkedIn, at Kevin Metzger on LinkedIn, the Customer Success Playbook page on LinkedIn. We're posting. Kevin's doing some awesome videos on there now. We got a new video kind of editor that's that awesome. So check out that page. You'll see kind of clips from the show and definitely links to the podcast as well. So, all right, with that, Kev,
keep on playing.
No need to look from onboarding to retention. They've found it all. Success is the goal. Gonna stand tall. With each episode, they share their views, strategies, and tactics that you can use. From challenges to triumphs, they covered it all, helping you navigate when you hit a wall. So tune in now and join the quest. Kevin and Roman put you to the test, empowering your journey in customer success. With insights and wisdom, you'll be the best. It helps you navigate when you hit a wall of good. So tune in now and join the quest.